came here to say who wanted from the jump. Came here to say we came to get exactly what you want. Came here to say that you don't really want it with us. Yeah, we live, you know. We came here to say that you don't really want it with us. Yeah, the sports show.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Your Sports Show. I am your host, Big Baby, aka the Soul of R&B. And at the, well, this is strictly audio, but still, at the bottom of the pyramid, we have BK Matt.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on, y'all? Yo, whatever happened to that What's Love song? That was a really good song.
I like that song. What show?
The What's Love song. I like that song.
The song by Ja Rule and
he was on that song?
Yeah.
I thought it was strictly Fat Joe and Ashanti.
No, it's Ja Rule and Ashanti.
Yo, Ja Rule getting money out here, yo. That's crazy.
Ja Rule getting money.
He has to be getting money.
Ja Rule getting money in 2023.
I believe it.
Jumping back into the party, we have the voice of a generation, Pete Rosato.
Sorry, people. My dad called me. Connection got cut.
And at the top of the pyramid, always, we have the queen, Queen Tay.
What's good, everyone?
All right, now, children, I will be leaving the inmates to run the asylum. Don't say anything I wouldn't say.
I mean, I just want to announce that I'm inside. That's what I'm going on. I'm inside.
Matt, you need to calm down.
I'm just saying, I'm inside. I'm done. No more bad bitch renaissance. I'm about to grow my head, grow a beard.
That is corny. Corny is Lord.
Why I gotta be corny?
Big corny.
Pete got a beard. Why can't I be like Pete?
Yeah, but I'm not inside and all this.
It's the first time ever I hear you ever say you want to be like Pete. But
yeah,
I'm not keeping the beard. The beard is gone this weekend.
Why?
Because he has to work.
Yeah, because school's about to start and I need to look snazzy. Because who else? How else am I going to look if I want to steal these kids' mamas and aunties?
What the hell?
Snazzy. So,
before we get into it, real quick, true story. I think it was my second year in teaching. One of my students, his aunt came to parent-teacher conference, and his aunt passed me his number and was flirting with me back and forth. But obviously, I'm not going to do anything to kids, my student. That would be, wrong. But I did use it against the student because I think the student kind of knew what was kind of happening. So I kind of said, like, listen, if you don't get a certain grade in my class and keep that grade, like, I'm going to have to use this number. So I kept that kid academically keeping his grade up.
So you basically was like, if you don't get good grades, I'm going to smash your auntie?
No, I said I'm going to call her. I'm going to use the number. So one of my students that I taught my second year, I ended up having a couple of years later at a different school. And they were like, yo, Mr. Rosato, steal your auntie, steal your mama. You better watch it. If your mama or your auntie single, don't bring them to school.
That is hilarious.
And it just became a thing. So I started playing into it. So on parent-teacher conference, I would come looking bummy. But then, like, in that, like, two-hour break period that the teachers got, because I used to work so close to my house, I would go home, change into, like, a dress shirt and a tie or something real nice, put on some nice cologne, clean up, probably go get a haircut real quick. And then my kids would see me like, oh, my God, no. And they would, like, tell their moms, we don't need to go to math. We don't need to talk to my math teacher. It's okay.
That's hilarious. If I was a kid, I would have wanted my teacher to date my mom. That's great.
You know, it's beneficial on so many levels.
It's better than trying to date the students. So
this is very true. I would never do that. Nope, can't do. That's why I'm actually scared. Because this year is my first year doing something I said I would never do, and that is teaching high school.
Kids.
Not any high school kids, but this year I'm teaching freshmen. I'm teaching freshman algebra.
Oof.
Algebra?
Yeah.
You're Spanish or from the Bronx. How do you know algebra?
I know a lot about algebra.
You're
a wonder and mystery.
I am a wonder and a mystery. But as Big Baby said, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Year Sports Show, a special edition of the Year Sports Show, the 2024 NFL season preview episode of the Year Sports Show. Tonight, myself, Queen Tay, Matt, we'll make our predictions division by division, and we'll tell you what teams we think are going to make the playoffs this year in the 2024 NFL season. We'll get the picks from Dre before the NFL season starts, and we'll post them all on social media so you can see it and hold us accountable. So when Matt says something crazy like, oh, I don't know, the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl,
I wouldn't say nothing crazy like that.
At the end of the year.
We're definitely going to the conference. Definitely going to the conference.
Oh, we'll see you. I call bullshit.
That's disrespectful. It's because you don't like Aaron Rodgers. You need to respect the GOAT. That's what you need to do.
I don't need to respect any goddamn body. There's only three things I need to do in this life. That's take care of my child, stay black, and pay my taxes.
Everything. And you don't even need to do that if you're rich enough.
Yeah, but oh, I'm
not. Get the really, really. Did you not just tell us about your trip with the 3-story hotel room? That was the room, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't the hotel. It was the room that was three
That's
stories.
The room. That is the room, as was said in the Hamilton Broadway play, the room where it happened. But that is a story for another day and another time. I am gonna defer though to the 2-time back-to-back pick 5 winner, Queen Tay. Wait, as you are what? A Giants fan, we will
hold
start.
On.
We will
hold
start
on, hold
in
on.
The NFC.
You got to announce it right. She wasn't back-to-back. I won. You were not back-to-back.
I
won the second
back
one.
Back. You did not.
I got cheated the first one, and then the
no,
second one, it was
you
a tie.
You see, no, but I still won.
Jack
right,
Tunney said
won 2 years in a row.
I won both back to back.
I won the second year.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Get like me. Holla. We
even,
were supposed to have
even
a
if you
box
shared.
You didn't do it.
Right.
I'm not slapboxing.
Even if y'all
you
shared.
Got a good foot on
me.
Why am I slapboxing?
God damn right.
It's not right.
Even if y'all shared the podium, Matt, technically, she would still take a first place spot, meaning she inhabited the first place position 2 years in a row. You and co-inhabited it for 1 year, and then I took it in the final year of pick 5. So she is still a 2-time champion.
You exactly. took it,
and we will.
You took it, and really, you're bringing up old shit. This is what
and
we're
I
doing?
Was, and to be honest with you, I was creeping up on you too.
She was. She almost went 3 in a row, but we will defer to the 2-time champion and start with the division that has her favorite team in it. The NFC East, and Tay, I gotta ask, I've been hearing a lot of things about the NFC East, including many experts saying they think the New York Football Giants may actually finish last in their own division this year.
You see, I don't believe, right? Now, the Washington Commanders, I don't see them. Let's be clear. I see the Eagles winning the division. Now, all 4 teams in the NFC East almost made the playoffs, with 3 of the teams making the playoffs out of the 4, which is the only division to do that. I see the Philadelphia Eagles winning the division, but for some reason, I don't see the Cowboys getting any better. I haven't seen the Commanders get any better, and the Giants damn sure didn't get any better either. Now, I always chalk it up to this. If my Giants finish 1 or 2 games above 500 and can make it into the wild card, I'm happy. I do not have Super Bowl aspirations for my team because I'm realistic, unlike you guys with the Jets. I'm realistic. I know my limitations. Now, if we have our weapons, if we have Sterling Shepard, if we have this, if we have that, we can make a decent run. But I feel like out of the NFC East, my pick to win the division would be the Philadelphia Eagles and the team that I picked that will have the worst record of the NFC East. You know, wishful thinking would say the Dallas Cowboys, but I'll be realistic and say the Washington Redskins.
I don't know how to feel about that. Truth be told, I don't sit there and think it's. I don't think the. I think the Commanders are decent. I don't put nothing past them. They're always kind of like in the string of things. But I feel like the Giants might actually tie with the Cowboys. But it's still going to be the Eagles. It's going to be the Eagles division to lose, and I don't see them losing at all.
I heard that they have the toughest schedule, though.
But they're the greatest. They're the greatest offensive team in the NFC, in my opinion. So I don't.
The entire NFC.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Who you got over them? Because I don't believe in the Rams. The 49ers, we still trying to figure out who the hell their quarterback is. Green Bay, really? None of us believe in Jordan Love. Let's just speak facts. The Buccaneers, Tom Brady is retired, and I don't know a soul on earth that believes in Baker Mayfield. Let's just be realistic. Come on. What team in the NFC is better than?
But, I could still see the Cowboys giving them a run for their money, honestly.
Dak, really?
Yeah, I can. And to be honest with you, like, I feel like the Super Bowl champion this year is going to come out the AFC again.
Yep.
That's what I feel, personally. It's the Jets
to lose.
The Jets to lose
the Super Bowl? The Jets to lose the AFC.
The Jets are not better than the Bengals. The Jets are not better than the Chiefs. The Jets are barely better than the Patriots.
What? The level of disrespect for the great Aaron Rodgers is uncanny.
He's a great regular season quarterback, but he needs
Putting Mac Jones over Aaron? Are you serious right now?
I'm serious.
Disrespectful. I can't.
I'm serious. But, you know, getting back to the NFC East, I do agree that it's the Eagles' division to lose. But then, you know, my concern with the Eagles, like I said, they packed on a lot of challenging games to their schedule. If I can kind of look it up real quick to kind of back up my point, I think they were ranked as having the most difficult schedule in the league. Am I making this up?
No, you're not.
Hold on. Philadelphia Eagles.
They got the Patriots first. I think the Vikings next. Bucks after that. Commanders.
So that's not really that bad. I mean, they could go.
Yeah, the Eagles. It's New England, Minnesota, Tampa Bay.
Easy.
The Rams.
Yeah.
Thrown. It's a thrown in.
Miami. Washington, Dallas, a bye week.
When you start getting into the Rams, Jets, Dolphins, Commanders type of thing, that's when you kind of start to get a little shaky. The game that I have my eyes on out of all of this, honestly, I want to see how they do against their division rivals. I think, like Matt said, like the first three games, I mean, you have the Patriots, which I think is going to be an easy game. Kirk Cousins remembers who he is around week 7. So I could see them beating the Vikings. The Buccaneers, like, you know, Baker Mayfield.
Really?
I think this is a rebuild year. But, you know, don't get it twisted. He could have a renaissance like Geno Smith did last year.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
I think the Commanders game is going to be a tough one. I think the Rams game is going to be a tough one. The Jets is going to be a tough one. The Dolphins are going to be a tough one. I see them losing to the Bills, and then we don't know the identity of the 49ers, but you know what's so interesting to me is that they're keeping the Giants and the Eagles away from each other until the end of the season.
What about the Chiefs? They play the Chiefs.
Yeah, the week after the Cowboys.
Mm.
That might be the toughest game on their schedule.
No, they have a tough stretch. They do have a tough stretch because the Dolphins are a sleeper. I mean, they almost beat the damn Bills. Was it the Bills? With a third string quarterback.
Yes.
Or even a fourth string quarterback. So let's not sleep on the Dolphins either. I'm not really too. I mean, the Commanders, I feel like they split that series with the Commanders. The Cowboys, I think they split with the Cowboys. Then they get into the Chiefs, Bills, 49ers, and then Cowboys again. So they
the Commanders have an incredibly hard schedule.
Yeah, they could easily go 1-3. Awesome. And that stretch by itself. I could see them, out of all these games on the schedule, there are four games to me that worry me for the Eagles. Four games. And like we said, the Chiefs, the Bills, because this is around the time when the Bills, like Thanksgiving week, this is the time when the Bills, you know, ramp it all the way up before they let their fan base down again.
especially you and Dre.
No, I'm over.
But
that.
all of their games, I'm you know, what's interesting about Chiefs. That, Tay.
You know, my AFC team is the Chiefs. Like everyone knows that. It's been like that for the past like 5 years now.
But Tay, when you're looking at Philly's schedule up until their bye week in week 10, you'd have to think in the first 9 weeks of the season, their toughest game is probably against Miami. And then there's a toss-up against the Rams because are the Rams going to be the Super Bowl version of the Rams or are they going to be the last year version of the Rams?
But, fuck no. You know, not the same defense.
All things considered, you have one really tough game in the first 10 weeks of the season for Philly. And it's not until after their bye week do they hit that tough stretch. Kansas City, Buffalo, San Francisco, Dallas, Seattle. And then, you know, the last three games, you have two games against the Giants and sandwiched in between that a game against Arizona. You know, the Philadelphia Eagles could easily be 9-0, 8-1 going into their bye week.
Again, another one. Go ahead, say it, Pete. You know you want to say another one. Go ahead.
It's not about it being another one. I don't think Philly gets another one, but when you think about the way their schedule is set up for being the Super Bowl champions, they probably have one of the easiest first 10 weeks of the season.
I could see that.
And then they go into their bye in week 10, which is literally almost the halfway point of the season, so they get a good chance to rest. And then they come out and they hit that hard stretch of games. But the question is going to be, are they going to build such a big lead in the first 9 games of the season? Because when you look at Washington's schedule, Arizona, Denver, Buffalo, Philly, Chicago, Atlanta, the Giants, Philly, New England, Seattle, in the same amount of time until we get to Philly's bye week. Okay. That game against Denver is going to be tough. Buffalo is going to be tough. Philly.
You got to
another
relax.
Game against Philly. You know, then you look at the Cowboys schedule.
Yeah, I put too much faith in Denver. Yeah, I got to stop. They start
I think trip. Denver's going to. I think Denver's going to be better this year than last year. All right.
Yeah.
I do. Now, I was one of the realistic people who didn't have such high hopes for the Denver Broncos that after watching. There were so many people who were like giving them the trophy already in the beginning of last season. Remember that? But don't scoff because you sitting here all but giving the Jets the mantle like they don't got to go through goddamn Josh Allen still, or they don't got to. You got a weathered ass 90-year-old quarterback and Aaron Rodgers having to go through Patrick Mahomes. He has to go through Joe Burrow.
All challenges.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, he's gonna get smashed.
Gangrene, baby. We welcome all challenges. Patty Mahomes can catch the smoke.
Oh my
Josh
god!
Josh Allen is going to get the
you see
smoke.
You see how you jinxed? You're pulling what Pete did 2 years ago.
I didn't say the Super Bowl. My ceiling is the conference. I want the conference. I want to get to the conference.
They're going against the Monstars.
The only Monstars is Kansas City.
That's not true. The Bills are still a Monstars.
You don't even believe in the damn Bills. Disappoint their fans.
I believe in them more than I do the Jets.
I still believe. Listen, we're gonna bring this back to the NFC really quickly. I'm just going to make this last point, right, Matt? At the end of the day, you and I are both Jets fans. But I'm going to say it straight out. As Tavia is saying, we are not the biggest monster or near the biggest monster in the AFC. Okay, you've got Cincinnati. You've got Kansas City.
Yeah, I forgot about the Ravens.
You have the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. You have Miami in our own division. Buffalo in our own division.
If Tua is even healthy.
Listen, Pittsburgh,
they don't even
need Tua.
They don't need
you
Tua.
You can roll the helmets out there and pick a bunch of people from the nearest Costco, and Mike Tomlin will find a way to win with Pittsburgh, okay? You know, you have a lot of really good teams.
And aren't you forgetting about the damn Jacksonville Jaguars?
Yeah, they were kind of good last year. I'm not going
to lie. They took Kansas City to the brink. I was at that game.
Last I checked, Derrick Henry is still in Tennessee, right? So there's still a lot of things going on. But let's go back to the NFC East.
And you know what's so crazy? Aaron Rodgers couldn't beat up on the NFC, and we had nobody for the past 5 years.
Why are bringing up Ocean? Why are bringing up Ocean?
I'm going to start with you. Who do you have winning the NFC East this year?
I started by saying the Eagles.
So the Eagles are winning the NFC East.
Yes. And
any other team.
And I can see either the Cowboys or the Giants making it to the wild card round. I'm like 70-30 Cowboys Giants.
Matt, who do you have winning the NFC East?
Oh, of course the Eagles. It's not even a thought. I called that.
All right. I'm going to say the Eagles as well, and I'm actually going to lock in my wild card team right now.
I was so happy when the Eagles lost at the Super Bowl. Like, you have no idea how much joy it felt to tell you guys I told you so. Oh, it felt so good.
I'm actually going to lock in my wild card team right now. I think the Giants will make the wild card. I think the Giants have the ability. I think the Giants are going to finish at worst third. I don't think they're going to finish last. I think the Commanders will finish last in that division. I'm worried about the Cowboys, though, because they do have both New York teams to start the year. Then they have two easy games against Arizona and New England. Then they go San Francisco, Chargers, and then they have the long schedule because they're bye week very, very early. So I'm going to take Philly to win, and I'm going to take the Giants coming out as a wild card. Let's stay in the NFC, and let's go to the NFC North. The NFC North, formerly the home of multi-time division champion, the Green Bay Packers. Matt, Jordan Love, do you believe he can lead the Packers to a division title?
No. Come on. Look, I don't think Jordan Love is – I don't think he has the cake to bake, truth be told. He's probably a decent quarterback. But let's be realistic. I'm rolling with the Detroit Lions for the NFC North. That's just my opinion. I know everybody really shits on Detroit, but last year they sparked some shit last year. They were looking real good. They were looking damn good. The bed towards the end.
They were looking good.
They were looking pretty good. And again, it's not that hard of a damn division, but it's a harder division with Aaron Rodgers in that division. And then, you know, Kirk Cousins decides he wants to pop up and make an appearance. And look like the goddamn golden child, but still shit the bed in the goddamn playoffs. That's neither here nor there, too. But honestly, Detroit is...
So you don't think this is the Vikings coming out of this? With no Aaron Rodgers there, you don't think Kirk Cousins finally says, "I'm gonna take that step forward"? No faith in Justin Fields,
bro.
And the Chicago Bears.
I like Justin Fields. Don't get me wrong. But I just can't. I can't sleep on the potential of what the Detroit Lions showed us last year. I felt like they gained enough confidence to know that they're a good team, and I feel like they're going to build on that. So my choice is Detroit, and if I'm going to go like a real close second, I'm going to go with Chicago. I don't believe in Kirk Cousins. I don't believe
so
in Kirk Cousins.
So you don't even have Kirk Cousins coming
going
in second.
Going into the wild card?
Yeah, I don't believe in Kirk Cousins.
Nah.
I don't believe in Kirk Cousins at all.
Who do you got in the NFC North?
Well, I echo Matt with the Detroit Lions because they were looking pretty good last season. I feel like the Detroit Lions are going to give us something like a record of maybe, I'm thinking 9-8. And I think that's going to be enough to let them win the division. Now, unlike Matt, I see the Chicago Bears going under 500. Honestly, I could see them losing more games than they win. And then my pick for the wild card would be the Minnesota Vikings. I could see it because, like I said, the Minnesota Vikings are that quiet team that remember who they are from between week 7 and 12. And then they make you think that they're a playoff team. They get to the playoffs and they shit the bed. And if we're going back to the NFC East real quick, Dre made his picks for the Eagles and then the Giants in the wild card, just for reference.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like when it comes to the NFC North, without the Green Bay Packers being able to, you know, we don't know what Jordan Love is capable of because he wasn't able to play because of that. That bull hog, what's his name? Aaron Rodgers. So
his name is that bad man.
He's not that bad. You're jinxing. You know what? You know, at first I wasn't. I was like, okay, you know, maybe this is a fresh start. I can feel for Aaron Rodgers the way I felt for Tom Brady after Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers. My whole stance on Tom Brady changed, as you guys can see in past episodes of the show. But with Aaron Rodgers, because of your fandom, I hope they lose every single game.
Why can't we live? We had to sit here and indulge and watch the Giants look good all these years, make playoffs, win Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Why, when we get good and we got hope, y'all want to shit on us?
I'm
we had to
do
sit
it.
Here and watch Eli Manning
you sure
and his
did.
Half-ass
and
talent fucking do something good and
you
bring
talk
a damn
about half-ass
championship.
Talent. He got twice as many rings as Aaron Rodgers does.
We always got to go to the rings, right?
Yeah.
It's not. We always got to go to the rings. Eli Manning is not even better than his older brother. He damn sure ain't better than Aaron Rodgers. You
he
need to relax.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers.
He is not better All than right. Aaron Rodgers.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Listen, Eli hasn't Eli played is in a number of years, so I think right now the
Eli Manning ain't even better than Tony Romo.
Okay, we're going to stop right there.
I'm hexing the New York Jets this season. That's it.
What kind of shit is that?
I'm gonna hex you. I'm hexing you because of that.
I just want to enter into the record. I blame this all on Matt. I didn't say a damn word. I tried to move away from this conversation, and you got Tay out here hexing us. So if we have a bad year, Matt, me and every Jet fan at MetLife Stadium is putting this completely on you. I'm just saying that. Now for the NFC North, here's what I'm going to say. I think just looking at the schedule, I originally went into this conversation thinking this is Kirk Cousins' year, right? This is his year. No Aaron Rodgers. You still have the best receiver in football in Justin Jefferson on that team.
Oh my God.
You know, this is the year for Kirk Cousins to win the division. And then I went and I looked at the almighty schedule. Hold on. Then I went and I looked at the almighty schedule.
Boy, that Aaron
so the Minnesota Brock Vikings.
Stick.
The Minnesota Vikings in the first 5 weeks of the season. First 5 weeks. Tampa Bay, Philly, Chargers, Carolina, Kansas City. Okay. Not too bad.
They're going 2-3.
Chicago, San Francisco, Green Bay, Atlanta, New Orleans, Denver, Chicago. Their bye is in week 13.
You see?
And then they get the Raiders, Cincinnati, Detroit, Green Bay, Detroit. So Kirk Cousins is going to need to be prime Kirk Cousins for a lot of games this season. Versus when I look at the Detroit Lions schedule, I'm really only worried about the first two games of the season. They play Kansas City and Seattle weeks 1 and 2. Then Arizona, New England, San Francisco, we still don't know what they are. The Chargers, then they have a bye week. Now, what I think – oh, sorry. I was looking at the wrong schedule. Looked at the wrong schedule. Kansas City, Seattle, Atlanta, Green Bay, Carolina, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, the Raiders, then a bye week. And then they have a pretty decent second half. So here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to, with about 51% confidence, I'm going to give it to the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC North. I'm going to have Detroit finishing second. I'm going to have Chicago finishing third, and I'm going to have the Green Bay Packers finishing last in that division.
What the hell?
Here's the thing, though. I don't think the second place team in that division makes the wild card. I think only one team makes the playoffs in that division, and I think it's going to be the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, I think they'll promptly lose in probably the first or second round, but I think the Vikings will still win. Let's switch gears to the other one-team division, I think, in the NFC, South.
This goes without saying.
This is a throw-up in this division. I think you flip a coin, whoever wins. Is there really a good team in this division?
I think the NFC South is maybe, and then Dre's pick for the NFC North is the Vikings as well. And he says there's no such thing as prime Kirk Cousins.
Ever.
And then Dre's pick for the NFC South is the Saints, and I'm going to second Dre because I feel like they're going to be the only team that goes above 500.
You might as well third and fourth that one because ain't nobody. Who else you going to pick? Baker Mayfield? Come on. Granted, Baker Mayfield still got all the weapons that Tom Brady left, but still, it's fucking Baker Mayfield. I'm good.
You're the same person who thinks the Jets are going to go to the Super Bowl.
I said the ceiling is the conference.
Your goalpost moving. Your goalpost is second to none.
I said the goalpost is the conference.
Okay. But you want them to go to the conference and lose.
I mean, look, it's better than not making the playoffs at all.
I don't know. I'd rather not go than go to the last dance and get kicked out.
I just need something to cheer about. I want to be able to wear my Jets jersey with pride.
And Dre says the Panthers are the second best team in that division, and Baker ain't baking shit.
At all.
Yeah, you know what? This is the one where I feel like there's nothing to lose. Because I really think this is a toss-up division. And when I'm looking at the schedule, the Saints have a pretty rough schedule when you really look at it. And Drew Brees is not coming out of retirement for this team.
He shouldn't.
That was talked about.
Right where he was.
That was talked about.
What I'm saying is and who's starting? Is it Winston starting at quarterback?
Probably. Most likely.
I'm going to actually be the long shot better here in the NFC in the NFC South. I'm going to take the team that no one is talking about on this show, but I've heard a lot of very positive things.
The Falcons.
If you say the Falcons are walking off, I'm walking the fuck off. I got to go. He's balling. He's bugging right now.
All right, let's get through the rest quickly.
Let's go to the NFC West here in what will probably be one of the hotter divisions in football. You know, I'm gonna sit here and I think the Rams. It's between the Rams, San Francisco, and the 49ers. San Francisco and the Seahawks. I think Arizona is completely out of the conversation at this point. I would love to sit here and say the Seahawks. I would love to see Geno Smith have another great year and Pete Carroll take that team to another good season. And I think they will have a good season. But I worry about that pick. And I worry that Matthew Stafford isn't going to be able to hold up. So I'm going to take the unproven quarterback who's coming off of a torn UCL and a team that has a defense that apparently is the only reason why people are picking them. And for the life of me, I can't make any other reason why I'm picking the San Francisco 49ers to win this division.
I second you with the San Francisco 49ers, but I feel like it's going to be I do not see Geno Smith recreating the same magic, but if anything, I see it's the San Francisco 49ers. And, you know, I feel like you can get a wild card out of that, the Seattle Seahawks.
They do have a pretty easy schedule, Tay. I'll give them that. Okay. Yeah. Seattle plays the Rams, Detroit, Carolina, the Giants. But what kills me is their bye week is week 5. I'm sorry. In an 18-week season, I don't want my only week off to be week 5.
Me either. And Dre also picked the 49ers.
Matt, and for the life of me, I can't understand why. Go with the 49ers. I don't know a single player besides Joey Bosa.
And Debo Samuel.
And I think Brock Purdy.
You don't know Debo?
But we know Debo, but I mean, Debo hasn't been the game changer that he was his first two seasons. You know, I don't understand, you know, why people are picking the Niners. I don't even understand why I really picked them. But, my heart wants me to pick the Seahawks. My head goes with the Niners. All right, so we have the Niners. We have the Niners, the Saints. I have the Falcons. We have the Minnesota Vikings and or the why am I forgetting that second team?
I still don't know why we even mentioned the Minnesota Vikings, like Kirk Cousins
Detroit Lions. Do something.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the AFC.
Yes, and let's start from the bottom up. We'll finish last with the division everybody wants to talk about. Let's go to what has been the toughest contested division in football the last couple of years, the AFC South. Is this the year the Kansas City Chiefs lose their stranglehold on that top spot?
No.
Wait.
No.
You said, hold up, you said that the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC South? I thought they was in the AFC West.
Sorry, the AFC West. I apologize.
The AFC West?
Yes. Yeah. Is this the year the Kansas City Chiefs lose their stranglehold on the AFC West?
Fuck no.
No.
Oh. I don't believe in the Raiders. The Chargers always find a way to fucking shit the bed. And I don't believe in Russell Wilson. This is what, the third season that I'm saying it? I don't believe in Russell Wilson.
All right. I feel like the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the division again. And I feel like the Chargers might be a dark horse.
I'm going to go with Kansas City to win the division. I'm going to take Denver to finish in second place because I believe in Sean Payton and Russell Wilson combined. I honestly think this could be a division where we have two wild cards. I could see the Chargers competing for that wild card as well. I'm going to pick the Seahawks to edge, not Seahawks, the Denver Broncos to edge them out, but I would not be surprised if the division gives us two wild cards.
Awesome. So now the AFC North.
AFC North. I think this is between Jacksonville and Tennessee. But really? How many times can we
AFC
how many
North?
Times can we bet
the AFC North? That's Bengals.
AFC South. AFC South, Playboy. Come on.
Sorry.
AFC North for me is either the Bengals, but I can see the Ravens. If our boy Lamar is healthy. I feel like we could do something.
I hope so.
But Matt is going with the Ravens.
I'm going to take I'm going to take Cincinnati and Joe Burrow. But my hot take for this division is I don't know if Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers have another non-losing season.
Me either.
I think they do. I think they do. I think that they go above 500. They go 500, but you know they're just pretty much there to stop somebody else from making it to the playoffs.
With Kenny Pickett as their quarterback, you think so?
Yes.
Interesting.
I can't bet against Mike Tomlin still. Mike Tomlin can have me out there.
That schedule says otherwise.
Listen, Mike Tomlin can have me out there, and I believe we'll win. Go 500. So.
I don't know. AFC South.
AFC South. I Matt and I both are for the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence was a beast last season. During the divisional game, the divisional round or the championship round, he took Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to their limit.
Yeah.
And almost bust their ass. They pulled out a miracle win with injured Patrick Mahomes towards the third or fourth quarter. I was there for that game. It was crazy. It was snowing. I was sipping champagne and my fur coat. And I remember saying to myself, like, this Trevor Lawrence kid is a problem.
Very big problem. I am picking Sunshine to lead Jacksonville to a division championship, mostly because I believe time is running out on Ryan Tannehill and not turning into a pumpkin over there in Tennessee.
I agree.
Yeah, and I think they're going to probably start Willis at some point in time in the middle of the season, who's going to be a good quarterback for them. But I don't see the Titans looking like the Titans that we thought they would look like before. Even though they did just get, what's his name? Who did they just get?
DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, they got D-Hop, but D-Hop is at the end of the road, too. So we'll have to see about that.
Right. Let's finish with the division that everybody's talking about. The division that Taze put a hex on. The AFC East. And the bad man that is Aaron Rodgers and the hard-knock New York Jets. Tay, I want to hold you to one thing that you said last year. You said last year in the playoffs that this year, if Buffalo lost in the playoffs, you could not put your faith in the Bills and Josh Allen again. With that being said, is that changing?
Nope.
Or are you thinking the Bills are just not going to do it?
I don't think the Bills could do it, but because Matt is going so hard for the New York Jets, I hex the Jets, so I have to go with the Bills.
So no love for Miami and Tua coming back from concussion number 18.
No.
That's exactly the reason why I'm not picking the Bills.
Matt said he's got the Dolphins winning the division.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm not picking the Dolphins to win the division. It's definitely Buffalo. And they don't have the cheat code this year, so let's see. But, yeah.
I think it's Buffalo.
I'm going to be, you know, I want to be a fan and pick the Jets, but I think Buffalo wins the division as well. I do think the Jets get a wild card spot and fight for that second spot. I do think it'll be Buffalo, New York, Miami, and New England at the end.
The last place you want Aaron Rodgers is in the wild card of the playoffs because he's going to let you down. So if you're a Jets fan, you better hope they win that damn division so they can get that week off. You have a 115-year-old quarterback.
The problem with the Jets is
this is true.
Going into our bye is in week 7. And the problem is we probably have the toughest first 6 weeks in football. We have Buffalo, Dallas, New England, Kansas City, Denver, and Philly. Now, if Dallas
and
New England
easily go 4-2.
I don't know if we beat Buffalo in week 1. I'd like to. I don't know if we do.
You beat Buffalo in week 1.
Beat Dallas.
Rodgers is an amazing regular season quarterback.
So at home against Buffalo, on the road against Dallas,
they're home beating against Dallas. New England. They're beating New England.
Home against Kansas City.
They're losing to Kansas City.
At Denver.
They're losing. They're beating the Broncos.
And home against the Eagles.
They're losing to the Eagles.
So that's 3-3. Or 4-2. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough because if Dallas turns out to be better than everybody thinks they are, that's a loss, maybe. You know, no, I think we're not, better than Dallas.
Yeah, they're not losing to the Dallas Cowboys, homie. That they ain't gonna do. They're not losing to the Cowboys. And you know, to be honest with you, I'm not fully sold that they'll lose against the because even let me tell you something. Kansas City looks shaky. They look great weeks 1 and 2. Remember, week 3, week 7, week 9, those odd number weeks, they start to do sloppy shit. So yeah, if they could catch Kansas City on an off week, I can see them pulling it off, man. I can.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
It's weird because Kansas City snuck into the playoffs last year.
And they did.
We were like, huh? Because, you know, Patrick Mahomes, we can't really go against Patrick Mahomes. But it was just weird that they were still one of the better teams when they were playing like garbage.
They were playing bad. Mahomes is injured. And they weren't playing well. You get what I'm saying? So, and they still not only snuck in, but won.
Crazy.
But it's those weeks in between that get them caught up every single time. It's the weeks in between. But anyway, guys, yeah. I gotta jump. I gotta finish dinner.
You got it, Queen. So right, there are our NFL predictions, ladies and gentlemen, from the Euro Sports Show going into the 2023 NFL season. We will have those put up on social media so that, again, everyone can hold us accountable throughout the year, especially holding Matt accountable for not picking the Jets to win the division as much as he said the Jets are going to win the division.
Well, that's because the division got hexed, but it is what it is. Yeah, shouts to everybody. Shouts to the brand. And listen, I'll decide about pick 5 sometime this week. If it's coming back one more time, maybe I can make a run and finally win one and say, oh, all of us won one. We'll see. Maybe
that would be nice. That would be a good storybook ending.
Right. Maybe Pete will defend his crown. He'll go back to back. Maybe Tay is the first and only 3-time winner. Maybe Matt goes away and you know, rises up from the depths of Jack Tunney and wins one. Who knows? But this NFL season is definitely going to be great. It's definitely going to be a good one. Shout out to the people who have joined the Your Sports Show Fantasy League. Again, it wasn't going to be paid for. Now it's free. So the draft, by the time this episode has happened, the draft would have happened. So let's see. For the voice of Generation Pete Rosado, for the Queen Tay, for BK Matt, it is your boy, Big Baby, signing off. Peace.
Let's go, Brock Purdy.
Jesus.